here's what I've learned from our conflict with Iran. Number one, with Iran, if you turn the other cheek, they just stab you in the neck. You can't trust them. Number two, whether you like him or not, any fair-minded person would have to conclude that President Trump has oranges the size of beach balls. He truly is tough as a pine knot. And it's clear to me that in defense of America, he will eat your liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. The whole world knows now that America will fight. And everybody's paying attention, including our enemies and especially Iran.
Louisiana Senator
John Kennedy. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy. Always great for a soundbite. Welcome to Larry Connors USA. Jamie Allman taking a day off. Well-deserved time for him to take a break. So no pre-martini hour. But we have vodka and we have tequila and everything else you might want. And we've got a lot of firepower with Larry Connors USA. John Kennedy and what he's talking about, what the president is doing. And he has oranges the size of beach balls. You can figure that one out, can't you? I've just finished watching and on an interview right now where the president has said again, Iran is not serious about a deal. They keep presenting stuff they know we're not going to accept. This is the 60-day War Powers Act resolution trigger, or is it? There's confusion about that. I'd raised this issue some time ago. If we cease any fighting for a period of time, does that restart the clock? Some members of Congress say, no, we want today to decide we can stop Trump from doing anything else regarding Iran. The attitude of the administration is, we're going to continue doing what we need to do when we need to. And I say, amen. And the other thing to keep in mind here, many of these that are speaking out against Trump, Hegseth, and whatever we've accomplished, and also those crying about the gas prices, you're basically giving Iran ammunition because they will continue to hold on. They figure they're counting on the divisiveness inside this nation to have Trump back off and leave them alone. And we've got too many sitting members of Congress that are willing idiots to help Iran at this point. Larry Connors USA with you normally Monday through Friday from 6 to 8, but today we're on noon to 2 for you. We will do a replay of this broadcast for you 6 to 8 this evening in case you have to miss part of it. And, of course, everything goes up later as a podcast at News Talk STL and LarryConnorsUSA.com. With Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. We make sure that each hour you learn more than you knew when we began that hour. Put us to the test. Take notes as we move forward. In our next hour, Texas Senator Ted Cruz is taking an exception to President Trump and Jimmy Kimmel. The so-called joke that Jimmy Kimmel doubled down on, said, no, I wasn't talking about assassinating the president. Granted, he made his remarks before the shooting at the Congressional Correspondents' Dinner, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And when he said, Melania looks like an expectant widow. Yeah, I have an issue with what he said. But we're going to go into a deeper dive here. We're not just going to go across the surface. The question for you is, which side will you take? That'll be coming up in our next hour. And later in this hour, Dr. Gilda Carl, Real Men Don't Go Woke. Do you believe that? She wrote a book on that, and we're going to discuss that issue and what constitutes real men versus woke men. Can they be one and the same? Are they? And in fact, we're hearing a lot saying there is a woke right that exists. As in a woke left, now we have a woke right, or do we? And the story behind the story. our normal feature at the end of the first hour every day is the story behind the story. We've had numerous issues that we've covered. Some I've been directly involved in, some historical. And like yesterday, we were focusing on the Dark Rivers movie based upon DuPont Chemical spilling contaminants into numerous rivers, creating major class action lawsuits. Well, today's the story behind the story. It was on this date, 1931, the Empire State Building opened. And there are some fascinating details behind the Empire State Building and a little dark history. Do you remember or know when a B-25 bomber hit the world, not the World Trade Center, but the Empire State Building? It was the first collision of a plane with one of our skyscrapers. It was during the day and one of our own aircraft. You might have heard something about it. We'll get in more detail as well. This is May Day. Now, May Day, in many cases, in the original time, maybe you recall in your school, you had kids go out on the playground, they danced around the maypole. It was basically a celebration. The start of May and basically the end of school in the near days. But of course, for the Soviet Union, it has always been a day for pushing and parading military weapons. It is a communist day in many ways. And what we have going on in our nation right now, May Day USA, we have Democrats teaming up with communists calling for an economic blackout. No school, no work, no shopping protests across the nation. I don't know many who are taking part in it. And what's the value of it? It's just, again, pushing leftist ideology. When it all began originally as a European spring ritual performed on May Day, celebrating fertility, growth, the return of summer. And it quickly got hijacked by the communists and the leftists in our nation right now. We have something like 600 groups, including hardline communists and groups affiliated with the Democrat Party, mobilizing across the nation to demonstrate on May Day, which they consider socialism's high holy day. Now back to the issue with Iran and what we've got in front of us right now. And that is the War Powers Act. Many were sure that this today would mark 60 days since we first hit Iran, that Trump took his action. But we have ceased shooting and hitting Iran for a while. And I raised a question some time ago. Will that reset the clock on the War Powers Act? Some members of Congress agree, or at least are questioning it. Some, of course, insisting, no, we want to continue. And yet, being this Friday, many have already left. They're not going to be around to vote on a War Powers issue. We're going to get into that even more detail in our second hour. But under the War Powers Act of 1973, this coming out of the Vietnam era, the president has 60 days to conduct military action in response to, quote, an imminent threat or an attack on the U.S. if Congress has not voted to authorize a war. Now, without explicit congressional authorization, the War Powers Act says that once that deadline is reached, the president, quote, shall terminate any use of the U.S. armed forces. Well, the U.S. has not been directly attacked, but we have taken part in protecting our troops in the Mideast region from Iran missiles. And of course, helping with Israel and mainly, I cannot stress enough, trying to get rid of the effort by Iran to create a nuclear bomb. All the noise about the Strait of Hormuz and closing it up, stopping shipping, and of course, pushing oil prices. The real issue is not that. It is that fact that those ships leave Iran with oil and money flows back to Iran to continue their war effort and to continue building a nuclear weapon. If I asked those listening, raise your hand if you support Iran having a nuclear weapon, look around you. If you're sitting in the midst of a bunch of leftists, you might see a lot of hands go up. But no one should want this unstable regime to have a nuclear weapon. And then again, among the latest proposals by Iran, Trump had this response.
Steve Witkoff told me on the show is that the United States offered Iran to give them enriched uranium so that for medical and powerful purposes free if they would give up their nuclear program. Wouldn't cost them a dime, and they declined that, which to you know, which to me suggested that they really didn't want a deal.
Well, and maybe it wasn't a very serious offer, because I wouldn't have approved that. Yeah, I wouldn't have. I'm not giving them anything. I wouldn't have approved that. They're going to either have a nuclear weapon or they're not. And if they're not, they're in big trouble. Big. Even bigger than they are right now. And right now, their economy is collapsing. Inflation's at close to 100%. Their equivalent of our dollar is non-existent. I mean, it's literally non-existent. And they can't do any oil because we have a blockade that's 100% effective. So they can't sell oil. That's $500 million a day. $500 million a day.
And yet Massachusetts Congressman Keating, as Hegseth, Secretary of War Hegseth, appeared before them, he wanted to blast Hegseth and the Trump administration and demonize what we've been doing.
But I must tell you, it's the most convoluted I ever heard in my life. This should be public. This is our honor. This is what it makes American a difference maker. This is what we're...
It's an incredible array of false accusations.
And I yield back my time.
Gentleman yields back.
President Trump, unlike other presidents, has had the courage to ensure Iran never gets a nuclear weapon, and he's ironclad in that. We have the best negotiator in the world driving that deal. The biggest challenge, the biggest adversary we face at this point are the reckless, feckless, and defeatist words of congressional Democrats and some Republicans. 2 months in, I remind you, 2 months in to a conflict. Lest I remind you, and my generation understands how long we were in Iraq, how long we were in Afghanistan, how long we were in Vietnam. 2 months in on an existential fight for the safety of the American people, Iran cannot have a nuclear bomb. We are proud of this undertaking. I am proud that President Trump has had the courage to do it, and I look forward to sharing more about what our troops have accomplished.
And they've done a lot. In fact, for an update on where we stand right now, retired four-star general Jack King.
Where are we right now? You know, so the American people understand. We've been 3+ weeks into an attempt to negotiate after the Iranians shut down the straits. The administration believed that there would be an opportunity here for negotiations. I think the Iranians put some feelers out there to convince our negotiators that there clearly was some realistic possibilities here. And none of that turned out to be the case, because the hardliners in charge are not about to present to President Trump a deal that he's willing to accept. That's number one. Number two, he's not going to make a bad deal himself. So we have a stalemate here. They own the Straits of Hormuz, and we have shut down all their exports with the blockade. So we could continue that, and because the blockade is definitely effective. And we can make a huge list of everything that's happening to the Iranians in terms of the economic peril and the suffering that's about to take place. But you have to, again, recognize who are we really dealing with here. The guys running the regime, all they care about is staying in power. They don't care about their people. They've demonstrated that time and time again.
And General King says we need to finish what we started. Amen, amen. Dems, of course, are crying foul after the SCOTUS court the other day ruled that a Louisiana redistricting map was gerrymandered based on race. They knew it was. They just didn't want that ruling. They believe that black voters belong to them. So a new survey should come as a shock to them.
President Trump and the Republican Party are chipping away at the long-term advantage that Democrats have had with black voters, with African Americans. You can see it right here. Look, Trump's approval among African Americans at this point in term one, he was at 12%. You know, he's been losing ground with a lot of people. He's gaining. He's gaining ground with African Americans. He's up to 16% at this point. And you say, this isn't that big of a shift. But I will tell you, Republicans absolutely love this shift that's going on because Democrats have had such a long-term advantage. The fact that he's actually gaining ground versus where he was in term number one, this has major implications for elections down the line because Democrats, especially in a lot of these tight races, you talk about places like Georgia, right down in the South, you see this type of movement for Trump actually gaining ground. This could have major ramifications and help put Republicans over the top in a number of southern places in the midterm election.
Harry and them on CNN pointing this out. The fact is existing. And he also pointed out how black voters consider identifying themselves. Which party do they identify with?
Donald Trump's Republican Party is absolutely gaining ground, not just him gaining in terms of his approval rating, but look at the party ID margin, Kate, because this to me was absolutely stunning. Look at this party ID margin among African Americans. At this point in Trump term number one, Democrats had a 63-point advantage. That is absolutely fallen. Look at where it is now. A double-digit shift away. Democrats, of course, still have the advantage, but it's a 12-point shift to the Republican Party. And I look back through Gallup's records. They sent me their records. And this, in fact, lead that Democrats have is actually smaller than any lead from 2006 to 2021. So Democrats are leading. But again, we're talking about chipping away. Republicans are chipping away at this long-term advantage that Democrats have had among African Americans. We see it in terms of Trump's approval rating, and we even see it to a wider degree among the party ID margin, where all of a sudden there are a number of African Americans who are walking away from the Democratic Party and a number of them who are walking into the Republican tent.
Right into the Republican tent. And of course, the left says, you can't do that. You belong to us. They still want to enslave blacks to their votes. Well, things are changing. The wind is shifting and it's looking better. Coming up, real men go woke. Is that possible? Plus the Empire State Building. That is our story behind the story. We've got a lot to come, and of course, the second hour following this one. As always, lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying gazoons height, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesund Heit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. It's that time of season when families' businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is Newstalk STL.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniel's Old Number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And I'm...
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. I raised the question as we went to the break. Can real men go woke? And is there such a thing as a woke right? And joining us to discuss those, in fact, the author of a book titled Real Men Don't Go Woke, Dr. Gilda Carl. Glad to have you with us, Doctor.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Great, great. I also want to discuss this new Devil Wears Prada movie coming out shortly. But first of all, let's deal with real men going woke or not going woke. Help us work our way through this.
Yeah. Real Men Don't Go Woke is the title of my book because real men don't go woke. Real men have a voice. They have a spine. They don't get silenced. Woke men are being dragged around by the woke women and being suppressed. And as a result, because men are so dependent on their relationships, they need the relationships and they don't want to create havoc. And as a result, they stay silent. But you know what silence does. Internally,
yes,
it burbles up. And then, like a warm bottle of champagne that is suddenly shaken, it goes boom. And the cork pops off the top. And sometimes, like with Will Smith, who I use as an example in the book, all of a sudden it's with the wrong person at the wrong time for the wrong reasons, and that gets people into trouble.
But
and
sometimes
a decent guy is becoming toxic.
Well, I was going to say, sometimes a guy's just trying to be decent, thinking, I'm going to be a courteous, I'm going to be a gentleman, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. But when you continue to do that, you fall into acquiescing.
Exactly. And it has, all those emotions have to go somewhere. They cannot just stay within the body. They will make us fat. They will make us sick. They will make us incompetent to communicate. And but the men don't want to open their mouths. And men have told me on TikTok, I've had long discussions with men, and they have said, I'm not opening my mouth. It's a losing proposition. I'll only get put down. My wife rules the roost, and that's the way it is. And they are disgusted, and they're angry, but they're not opening their mouths because they like what they have with the security that they enjoy at home.
Well, I don't see any gathering sessions and let's all hold hands, kumbaya, among conservative men like you do on the left. They all gather and let's all talk peace and sing hymns and everything else. And I'm all about hymns and prayer and everything else, but they congregate together and have solace and support. Woke men on the right, do they have any real support?
Well, men in general don't talk to their buddies about how miserable they are. They'll go out, they'll have a drink, they'll talk about all their conquests with women, blah, blah, blah. And that's not what women do. Women, oh, they pour their heart out and they talk continuously about, oh, I'm so miserable and this guy did this to me and I'm so I'm always playing the victim. But they at least have each other for that kind of support and compassion. This is not the case with men. Men would never do that because they would be seen as weaklings,
yes,
in the eyes of other men. So they don't do that, but that provides an outlet for these women that the men don't have. And this book saved them. This book, I have been thanked by mothers. Thank you for writing this. Men have said they were about to commit suicide because the suicide rate for men is 4 times greater than that of women. Men were about to commit suicide. One man said he was in Brussels and he said, I was about to end it all. Everything went down. My girlfriend and I broke up. I lost my job. I lost my money. Everything. And then I found your book and I saw a different perspective.
Well,
and this guy has become a great fan, continuously talking to me.
You're listening to Dr. Gilda Carl, author of the book, Real Men Don't Go Woke. I would add another line to that title, by the way. Real men don't go woke, don't go woke, and they don't use straws when they're drinking whiskey. Now, I get so ticked off over that. But what you've raised here is very much like my dad. I loved him and he loved me, but he was raised, obviously, at a time when men didn't share those emotions then either. And he never told me directly until many years later in my life that he loved me. I knew he did.
Yep.
But they just didn't break through that emotion.
Well, I had the same thing. I had no idea that my father even knew what I did. And then during his funeral, right before that, I was rummaging through his home and I saw a bunch of articles about me that he had duplicated out to his friends saying how much he was so proud of me.
Right.
But it never came to me. And that's a mistake that those men made.
Well, you mentioned the mother. You've got a lot of mothers thanking you because they're probably raising sons and they want to make sure their sons understand what's at stake. And we're not just talking about politics. We're not just talking about life relationships. We're talking about everything.
We're talking about everything, yes. It's not just mothers. It's the fathers, too. As a matter of fact, there's a father I know who I was working with his son, and he said, read that book again. You're just not following Dr. Gilda's rules. So I was so happy to hear that because, you know, there has to be a source for men. And theoretically, there are plenty of self-help books for women. But there's nothing for men. And this is not a self-help book. This is a book under the category of men's health. That is extremely important.
All right. On that point, as I say, lately we've been hearing there is a woke right. Does that exist? And what exactly is it, if it does?
Well, that's probably because I don't know any woke right men. I know plenty of woke men who are left. But the woke right men are probably the result of extremism, and they don't want what traditional men want. Maybe they think that being toxic is okay. You know what? As Bill Maher has said, sometimes you're going to have coffee that is decaffeinated. Yes, it still has caffeine in it. So you're going to get a little bit of caffeine, just like with men. You're going to get a little bit of toxicity. You're going to get a little bit of wokeness. But in the end, we are after men who will stand up and explain how they are feeling. That's one of the biggest problems that women say to me.
All right,
husband, I don't even know. I don't even know what he's thinking inside.
I do want to make a mention of the Devil Wears Prada, too, in a moment. But before we do that, the attempts on President Trump and many of the assassinations across the nation and many of the mass shootings are carried out by men who are leftists.
Yes. Who hate him and have believed all the rhetoric about him being who knows what. But if they think that being a shooter will give them the credibility of opening their mouth in a well-interpreted way, They are dead wrong because they think that the gun is now their voice. That is not the case. The moment you raise fisticuffs of any kind, with arms or without, that is the moment you have lost your own revolution.
All right.
You've got to be able to speak.
So today, this new movie is opening across the nation, The Devil Wears Prada 2. This was originally off of The Devil Wears Prada, the first one, all about feminism and things of that nature and a woman trying to find her way in a feminist core. Where is this taking us with the, again, the socialization that comes from Hollywood?
Well, when we talk about feminists, we talk about women who don't like men, who don't like families, who don't like children, who don't like all of that interaction. They've also turned on Taylor Swift, who used to be one of them. Now they're calling her a trad wife. God forbid she fell in love with somebody who really and truly adores her. This is something some of these women have no idea about. And she is intending to have babies. And she wrote in one of her lyrics, I want to marry you and have babies who look like you. And the feminists went nuts. And they said, this is pursuing the white gene. Ugh. Well, excuse me, what was she supposed to say? I want to marry you. I want to have babies with you. And I hope they look Chinese.
Now, there's no explanation. There's no explanation. Dr. Gilda Carl, I want to thank you very much for sharing some of your thoughts with us. And again, author of the book, Real Men Don't Go Woke, subtitled Real Men Don't Drink Through Straws Either. Doctor, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Larry.
All right. Yeah, that straw issue is a very big issue. I know Harley riders I go with, I see one of them order a whiskey and they have a straw in it. I said, take the straw out of there or I'm going to take away your manhood card. And some of them take the straws out and some of them dare me. And then, all right, live the way you want. I'm not going to get into a fight over it. I'm just saying that's my opinion. Coming up, a feature that may have found fascinating, always closing out our first hour of Larry Connors USA, the story behind the story. And today we're focusing on the Empire State Building, which opened on this date in 1931. But of course, there is a lot to the story behind the story.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team. Built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available. but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, they used to make a living off of bathtub gin. When the hippie showed up, weed was in. Well, they profit off of weakness and they always have. Now, meth is a recipe for cold hard cash. Something's cooking and it just ain't right. Hell's kitchen gonna burn tonight.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA. Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
The Empire State Building soars 102 floors, or 1,250 feet into the air. Add in the antenna, and it's 1,454 straight up into the Manhattan skyline.
When I was a kid, my parents would say, if you see the Empire State Building, you know where you are. That's your point. If you can't see it, you're lost.
Looming large above the city, it's a testament of human achievement.
There's not a day where someone comes into this building and doesn't have that sense of awe.
The Empire State Building is a symbol of American ingenuity. Considered the eighth wonder of the world, it is one of humanity's greatest achievements, and people from all over the globe flock here to take in breathtaking views in one of the world's tallest buildings.
We can get about 13 to 15,000 people a day.
Renita Edmond is a VIP ambassador who's been going up to the observatory tower for 28 years. For her, it never gets old.
Some people come here because it's their dream. A lot of people come here because it's on their bucket list.
And a lot of people have yet to do it. Question for you. Have you been to the Empire State Building? Some years ago when my girls were younger, we took a trip to New York and I made a point for us to do it. Now, the long, long line, it was looking like about an hour and a half making your way through a line to get access to go up to the observation deck. But here's where American ingenuity and being able and blessed to do this, a $50 bill in the hands of one of those controlling the line, and suddenly we were up pretty fast. It's like it works everywhere. You want a better seat at your table, your dining restaurant? Give that guy another $20, maybe more. Vegas, same thing. If you want a closer seat to the stage, that's Enterprise. And it works for them as well as for you. The Empire State Building, as you were hearing in that report, part of a documentary, News 12 documentary, pointing out that the building has a 102-story and was considered for a long time, obviously, the world's tallest building until the North Tower of the World Trade Center was topped out in 1970. Now, there was a battle between the Empire State Building and the Chrysler Building for a while as well. The name Empire State Building got the nickname from New York State. But the 102 stories and the building roof height at 1,250 feet, it is actually taller than that. It's standing at a total of 1,454 feet because of antennas on top of the building. If you've been there, you know it's right down on Fifth Avenue between West 33rd and 34th Street. It is an amazing building to see from a distance and even up close. It's obviously been pointed out and used in numerous movies from time to time. And there are a lot of questions about how fast did it take for them to build this? Well, now here is where something really amazing took place. The building on site was rapid. I mean, from the moment they started.
It was like supplying an army at work. It was a vertical factory of construction.
The project's size generated enormous logistical challenges.
Every aspect of that needed to be tracked. The hours of the men, their names for the pay. Cranes that would pick the steel from a truck, bring the materials together at the right moment.
There were conveyor lines, hoist and assembly lines to get the materials to the men working in the skies.
So this is our construction site where you can actually see how the men did their jobs. These are the real men of steel.
The building grew at a rate of roughly 4.5 floors per week.
5 days a week these men worked, 8 hours a day. And they needed a job, and they came here and we gave it to them.
Who were the men who took to the skies? Photographer Lewis Hine was one of the photographers who immortalized and documented the daring sky boys at work.
People who had a lineage of rigging and of working on ships and ship riggings.
Some were the Mohawk tribe. The Mohawk tribe were people that were not afraid of heights. And there was no safety harnesses. They had no safety equipment whatsoever, no hard hats, no steel-toed boots, nothing to hold them. They came to work every day to do a job that was impossible for us to do today. They built this building in record time, 1 year and 45 days. We were under budget, and it was a beacon of hope for a lot of these families, a lot of people in the world. We can't build a house today in that amount of time.
No, 1 year and 45 days. I know folks who said, well, if they did it that fast, I don't want to even be in that building. I don't want to go up there. 1 year and 45 days? Are you sure it's 30? As I stated, it opened on this date in 1931. It's still standing. And you heard how they had the assembly line method with more than 3,000 workers. And of course, keep in mind, we're not talking about all the electronic gadgets we have now. One, to make sure you got materials on site when you need them. They were just logistically working it out, as you said, supplying an army. And reference the lack of safety and equipment and concerns. We're going to deal with that a little bit more in this segment of the story behind the story. But all of this was supposed to be using worker efficiency. In fact, they had food delivered to the workers at their stations. You might have seen one of those photos of several of the workers having lunch on a steel beam suspended 80 floors high or more over New York City. To them, it was common. And sometimes they'd be walking on a plank of wood that was supposed to be held down by another piece of wood or nailed down, and it might be a little loose. We'll get into that in more detail for you. If you are also aware, the Empire State Building has been used many times to mark occasions by changing the lights. They will change it in various ways for whatever the event is. Obviously, on July 4th, they might put on lights of red, white, and blue. Other times, they've do other seasonal holidays. Here's something that I don't think a lot of folks do know. The limestone panels, the facade of the Empire State Building, came from Indiana. Trucked from Indiana to New York to start putting that on once they had the steel base in place. And when they started, 1930, the Depression had just started. So there were a lot of men wanting a job, needing a job, even if it meant working on something that dangerous.
New York, 1930. Every dawn, thousands of desperate men, many recent immigrants, lined up for a shot at $1.50 an hour, knowing they might never return home. The official record calls the Empire State Building's construction, completed in 410 days, a triumph with just 5 fatalities. But this version hides workers risking their lives on bare steel and silently dying of diseases that would haunt their families for decades. What really happened in the race to build an icon? And what was the true price paid by those who built it? March 17th, 1930. On that morning, demolition crews were still clearing the last bricks of the old Waldorf Astoria Hotel when the first steel columns for the Empire State Building began to rise. The clock had already started ticking. The developers, led by John J. Raskob and former Governor Al Smith, had locked themselves into a deadline. The building had to be finished by May 1, 1931, not a day later. The pressure came from more than pride. Existing leases on the land expired that spring. Every month of delay meant hundreds of thousands lost in empty floors and missed rent.
So again, they were putting up the Empire State Building at a rate of 4.5 stories a day to make that deadline. Then came the day a B-25 bomber crashed into the building. So yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I know many of you enjoy the food, the drinks, the service at all Napoli locations. Well, lately someone is spreading false rumors about Cafe Napoli in Clayton. Some claim the Clayton location will be closing. Founder Tony Piatosa and sons Andy and Kai want me to assure you that is false. Or in their words, if you think we're closing, forget about it. So continue enjoying all Cafe Napoli's. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now the end of the story behind the story.
In 1930, safety was little more than a rumor on American construction sites. There were no fall nets strung beneath the beams, no harnesses clipped to belts, no hard hats as standard gear. The so-called safety helmet had been invented a decade earlier, but on the Empire State job, most workers wore only cloth caps or battered fedoras. A few foremen might don a hard shell, but for the men balancing 1,000 feet above the pavement, there was no such shield between skull and steel. Walkways were narrow planks, sometimes laid loose across the skeleton of the building. Guardrails, if present at all, might run a few feet along a busy path before vanishing into open air. The wind could whip dust and tools off the edge with no warning, and a single misstep meant nothing but empty space. The only thing catching a falling man was gravity. Rivet gangs and iron workers moved in a world where the smallest error could be fatal. Yet the pace of the job left no time for caution. No checklists, no daily inspections, no regulations enforced by city or state. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration would not exist for another 40 years. Companies set their own rules, and on the Empire State, the rule was speed above all. If a man was injured, he was replaced by another from the line downstairs. No questions, no investigation, just a name crossed off a ledger.
And in the beginning, the industry standard said for every $1 million spent, one life would be lost. Estimated at the time, it was going to be $40 million. So you're talking about 40 lives lost. There were only 5 lost, and I don't mean to dismiss them casually, but considering the heights and what they were going through, no safety harnesses, no safety nets, pretty amazing number. And then we had July 28, 1945.
July 28, 1945. New York City was shrouded in a smothering blanket of fog when scores of people heard a low-flying plane heading south. Then an explosion. What had been a wartime dread had happened. An army bomber, lost in the overcast, had crashed into the towering Empire State Building. Scores of warplanes passed over New York daily, but this one had wandered from the airport beam, dropped down to 900 feet, and ripped into the building, parts of it blasting completely through the 79th floor and landing across the street. With most elevators knocked out, firemen had to drag hoses 11 flights from the 68th floor to fight the flames. Disaster units organized for wartime went into action. When a count was made, 3 crewmen were dead, as well as 10 persons working in the skyscraper, including one man blown from his office to the parapet below. 25 persons were injured in a disaster that remains the most singular in New York City's history.
came gas from ruptured fuel tanks through a sheet of flame through the offices. This was a funeral pyre for most of the victims, who could not be identified for many days.
It was the most singular incident until 9/11. And despite the damage and loss of life, many floors were open within a couple of days. At the time of the plane hitting the building, an elevator operator, Betty Lou Oliver, fell in her elevator 75 stories and survived, still holding the Guinness World Record for the longest survival elevator fall records. I don't think anyone wants to challenge that. And then it was a year later, 1946, another plane narrowly missed hitting the building. Unidentified twin-engine plane, apparently scraping past the observation deck enough to frighten the tourists and send them scrambling. I do remember that when I got the call from my daughter on the date of 9/11 and she said a plane had hit the World Trade Center, I was assuming some kind of fog conditions over New York. How would it happen? Turning on the TV, seeing clear blue skies, and then watching a second plane hit the World Trade Center, I knew we were under attack. But that first time a skyscraper in New York was hit, July 28, 1945, the B-52 bomber. B-25 Mitchell bomber. There will be another story behind the story for tomorrow. We still have another hour to come. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And, of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Under law. .com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.